Thank you for holding. Is this Blaine?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Blaine. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. Local Splash. Never heard.
Yeah, Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. We've been in business since 2004. We're stationed in Southern California in Orange County. We're right next to the Google headquarters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's bright and sunny out here. It's 70 degrees.
I remember it. I used to live out there.
Oh, okay. Down in Orange County area?
Oceanside.
Oh, Oceanside. That's beautiful. Close to San Diego? Camp Pendleton area? Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, Camp Pendleton, really.
Oh, is that where you're stationed?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Absolutely. I got my brother was in the service, and my grandfather was Secret Service. So I love our veterans. And I had a cousin I lost, so Memorial Day is going to be special coming up here.
For sure.
Yeah. But I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing and details with you in regards to listing your business on the first page of the Google search results.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions about the placement or how any of it works, aside from just the cost?
Not really. I mean, it seems like it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. I didn't see how far she got into the conversation with you before she asked me to jump on.
I'm a new business, so
okay.
I got swindled, I guess, by what is that company?
The Home Advisor program.
Yeah, the Home Advisor, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tired of them, and then I paid it or whatever and didn't ask for any money back. I just wanted them to cancel me.
Yeah.
I've already been at that route.
Good. No, that's really good. Home Advisor is under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission right now. It's been that way for the past 2 months, the investigation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you just Google, like, FTC versus Home Advisor, they're very misleading. What Home Advisor does is they put you on Home Advisor's website, right? So you're one of the contractors on their site, and then they put their site on the first page of the Google search results, kind of like what we're offering to do for you now, right? But they put Home Advisor up there. So instead of seeing your business and your number and calling you directly, they call that Home Advisor 10 best, yada, yada, and they get turned into a lead. And Home Advisor will sell that lead to like five or six of the contractors, and they're charging you all, whether you get the job or not. Right. So what we do is different. As a Google partner, we would list you directly on the first page of Google independently. We don't charge per lead or click or call. We just put your name, address, phone number, and a link to the website we build for you up there. We let the customers call you directly.
Okay. Yeah, I like that a lot better.
Yeah, and then you get live human beings. You're not having to try to track people down. Most of the time, about 90% of the searches that are done on the first page of Google will start and stop right here. So only about 10% of the guys are making it down to that Home Advisor listing and then getting resold. So very saturated, right? So if you could do anything with that, then you should do really well with this system. And obviously, we don't have the Federal Trade Commission trying to shut us down anytime soon. We're partnered with Google, so we're going to be here for the long haul.
Yeah.
Unless Google disappears.
I didn't know any of that stuff. I just got tired of their crap.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been hearing it more and more. I actually had a guy I was working with down in Fort Worth, Texas. He was a roofer, and he got back like $3,500 last week from Home Advisor just by threatening him. You know, basically saying he was going to join in with the investigation and the other business owners that are claiming that they're shelling out fraudulent leads. So it just turned into a big old thing, you know. And he basically made a scene out of it and sent him some articles that he found, and they were like, they hightailed it out of there.
I'm not involved in this, but I don't really care. I just chalked it up because I'll write it off on taxes.
Right, yeah, that's the beauty of marketing online, too. It's considered a business expense. I mean, especially in 2022, you need to market your business in order to be in that conversation for work out there. So Tara basically asked me to jump on the line to override a discount towards the pricing structure. She said that your company just started in February. Is that right?
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations to you. Is this your first business?
This is.
Okay. Congrats. Congrats. All right. And I see you already got your website built.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress.
It's okay. I like it. It's beautiful. I like the background there. Those pictures are very scenic. It's simple, too. It actually has a great loading time for our mobile devices.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, you were in the Marine Corps, and you went to Afghanistan. I see here. Oh, you got a picture of you there. Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy. My brother was 1st Infantry, 23rd Tomahawks, I think that's what it was. So
I was 6174.
Oh, okay.
I was a Huey Q chief.
To be honest, I don't know that jargon as much as possible, as much as it sounds like I do. He's got a tattoo that says "Death to Taliban" on it, and it has a tattooed on his arm. That's the only reason I know. I've always, growing up, I always told my brother he's got a couple screws loose. I love him to death. But he's not the biggest guy. He's just really, 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 really good with an AR. Yeah, he's a surgeon with that thing. He's always been that way from when we were kids. My dad would take a shooting, and my brother was just a natural. And then he always just wanted to do that after hearing all my grandpa's stories. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. But he's about 170 pounds, so I'm the younger brother, but I'm bigger than him. I'm like 220, and I'm like 6'1", and he's like 5'10", 5'11", but he's 170 pounds. This guy, he'll go all day, and he'll run me into the dirt. He just got stamina, and I just can't I can't hang with him.
Yeah. I still weigh 100 pounds.
Yeah, you guys are fit as a fiddle, I swear. I can't. I'm a little more stocky, top heavy, and got to run all that distance. I'll get worn out a little bit. But okay, so there's a couple of different things that she asked me to do. I want you to be able to see this stuff. Do you get texting on this phone number that we're on here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me send this over to you. I'll make sure I get you taken care of with the veterans discount here. I'll get your setup fees waived for you. How long were you in the Marines?
5 years.
5 years, okay. My brother finally, I guess they ran over something in a Humvee, and he got medically discharged after 6 years. He went 2010 to 2016, I think it was, or 2009 to 2016. But
yeah,
a bunch of his buddies lost limbs, and he was in the Humvee or the car, but he just they still medically discharged him though, but. He's not as bad as his buddies were. Let's put it that way. Some of those guys, they lost an arm, lost a leg.
So the pro pricing is for $399 a month?
Yeah. So what Tara's asking me to put you on, though, would be the platinum. That's what the other major guys in the area are doing. But what she asked me to do was to apply a new in-business credit that cut the pricing on that package in half. So you'd be looking at $299 for the platinum. And that'll get you everything you need. It's got, you know, Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. It's an A to Z campaign, and it comes with tracking. And then because of your veterans discount, I was going to put in a request to have your setup fee waived for you, so you don't have to pay the $299 setup fee either. That should jumpstart you, level the playing field for you. So that's covering about a 50-mile radius for up to 15 different keyword terms or services at a time.
Okay.
So that should jumpstart it. I mean, if it's... What was that? I'm sorry?
How long does that run for? $299 a month? You have to sign up for a year? Something?
No. Yeah, normally we ask for a two-month commitment, but it's a month-to-month service. So it's paid out 1 month at a time. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract either. We want you coming back at your own will. You know, usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You don't got to bind you to anything long term to make you come back. You should be coming back your own, you know. So we get in there and make sure it's working for you, and make sure your phone's ringing with qualified leads in the right areas, and if it's out there, we'll find it and make sure they're staying in the conversation. And then you just got to close them down and make sure you're generating good reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's as long as you're with us, though, just to be clear. So you keep that $299 pricing structure. It's not going to go back up on you the next month. It would stay there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that'd save you about $300 a month or about $10 a day when you really break it down. It's a Subway sandwich.
I hear you.
So, I mean, if I could approve that, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works beyond Google instead of pay per lead with Home Advisor?
I already canceled Home Advisor.
Okay, good.
I'll definitely try it out, I guess.
Yeah, you'll love this. I mean, everybody uses Google, so it should be a nice change of pace for you, especially this early in the game. Some guys, they're in areas where a position doesn't open up for, you know, 2-3 years, so they're just playing the waiting game for one of those spots to open up, and that's a lot of the reason why they end up on Home Advisor usually. It's because there's no other way to get it online without a listing becoming available. So,
well, I mean, most of my work, though, isn't, it's with through lenders and stuff, so through the banks, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, being on Google is just like, you know, the secondary for me.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
Phone call already. So, yeah. Like, all that's just personal work.
Yeah, diversified.
Yeah.
You know, I have all your eggs in one basket, you know. If it's bringing in a couple extra here and there, then, you know, it's beneficial. And then, like you're saying, you could always write it off, too. So, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, it's not going to cost you anything to be connected to the people who are already looking for you.
Yeah.
So I have to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before? A GBP?
Some
people call it a GMB.
I thought I've done that before.
Mm-hmm. They would send you a postcard in the mail, and then there's a little 5-digit code on the back of the postcard that you need to input into the profile to verify the listing.
They verified me the other day. They called me up.
Oh, yeah. No, I have it here, actually. 857 North Moore Road.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it. Oh, no. That'll actually make things go a lot quicker then, because a lot of the times we're waiting a week and a half to set everything up because of that PIN. It takes a while to get to you in the mail. But if you've already PIN verified yourself, that's one extra step that we won't have to wait for. So that'll actually make it so you see better return on investment in the first month, but we can't actually list anybody on the first page until they've completed that verification, so it's good that you did that. Now, did you want your... I want to verify the information, though, because we're still going to submit the business profile for placement. Did you want that address hidden or displayed on Google?
It's my own personal house. I really don't care. I mean, I don't really... Like I said, I don't really have anyone showing up to my door.
Right, which is why I was thinking maybe we hide it, because, you know, if it's up there, then they have the possibility of going there, whereas if it's not there, they're just seeing Hot Springs and the state and Zip. And
yeah, you can hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Last thing I want is somebody startling you, showing up to your house uninvited, and then you got to get a body bag. You have flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that is. My brother lived in New Mexico for 3 years when he got discharged. He's basically had his dog, and he was far away from everybody for a while. Okay, Blaine Irwin. Okay, and this Blaine Irwin at LakeHamiltonAppraisals.com, I could send the outline of the agreement in writing there, as well as the invoice receipt. Is that a good email address? Okay. Right, and then how did you want the hours of operation displayed?
9 to 5.
Okay, you just want to leave them. Okay. Monday through Friday, or did you want to add the weekends in there?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday. Okay. And you can accept cash, check, and card from clients?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything. Okay. Venmo, PayPal, whatever. Bitcoin.
I heard that a lot of that cryptocurrency is starting to crash. It's been driving my brother nuts, actually.
I still have it.
Yeah. I have a good amount of it too, but
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I just kind of, it's not for me anyway. It's more of an investment for my boys. I, you know, once I put down the house, I just figured I'm going to pay this off until I croak. Hopefully I live to see the day it's paid off. It's expensive out here in California though. You know, you get a little 3-bedroom and it's a little over $1 million.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'll be paying that probably until I'm old and gray and got another 17 years on it. All right, so business profile complete. Okay. All right. And hit the address. And then the website. Okay, so the website's beautiful, but I do have to ask, is it okay if we have the site hyperlinked to your Google business profile?
Yeah.
Okay, just got to get permission, make sure we're not promoting anything without your permission. Confirm. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have any kind of partner?
Sole owner.
Sole owner, okay. You're not incorporated or an LLC or anything like that?
Oh, I'm LLC, yeah.
Okay.
And I just filed for my S-Corp too as well.
Beautiful. Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed?
What?
I'm sorry. I feel like there's a lag in the line here. I was asking, did you want the LLC displayed?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I like I said, I'm filing for my S-Corp, so.
Okay, it's going to change here shortly.
Well, I think it's still an LLC. It's just your, I don't know. My CPA told me I need to do that, and she makes me make a certain amount.
Okay, so the LLC is under Lake Hamilton Appraisals, though, right? Or is that a
correct.
DBA? Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. So I have everything confirmed, submitted for placement. So there will be a client interview. A client interview is where they go over which keyword terms or services they'll be listed for. They'll do some keyword research. There's a program called Google Analytics that'll allow us to go in and see which keywords have been searched the most. Usually in this industry, it's pretty clear cut on what the keywords are going to be. We're mostly trying to figure out what the last 5 or 10 are going to be. but they'll sit down with you, pick your brain on that. They'll go over the service area with you, so that way we're not having to show up anywhere you don't want to be seen or shown to, or getting calls for anything that you don't provide. So it's more about customizing the campaign and fine-tuning it. That way we're not wasting your time or a potential client's time. Usually, the client interviews are about 30 minutes long. We ask for an hour window in order to complete it in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What's your schedule look like tomorrow?
I got to go. I'm looking at a lot of houses tomorrow in Little Rock area and stuff. But tomorrow will not be a good day.
I gotcha. I could push it for Wednesday. If you like, but there is a time difference between us too, so I don't know if that helps at all, but we do have a 5 and 6 o'clock available tomorrow, your time, Central.
Okay, yeah, it works for me.
That'll work? Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Yeah, or we could do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, I should be back by then.
Okay. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to tentatively set it. So I'll send you a invitation to your email, calendar invitation, and then I'll also send a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If you get hung up, you know, just let me know, and then I could always reschedule it for you at a later date or the following day. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Bundle, and I've waived the setup fee as part of the veteran's discount, how did you want to do that?
I don't care. Like, what's best for y'all?
It says here we can take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Okay. I'll do Visa. I just got to get my card out of my car.
Okay, no worries. Take your time, and then while you're doing that, I'll send over all my direct number and extension to you and finalize this client interview appointment as well.
Okay.
Did you create a Facebook business page already, Blaine?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let me pull it up here while you're doing that, too. Because you'll get Facebook ads in that platinum package, and that'll help. Okay, I think I found it here. Well, no, that says since 2015 on it. That can't be right.
Like comes in appraisals? No, it's pretty new.
Yeah, it's weird because this one's 501-282-7170, though.
That's me.
That's you. Yeah, that's you. Okay.
Maybe this is my Facebook account since 2015. I don't know.
All good. It's all good. It's not going to affect the new in business credit. I already approved it anyway, so you're good. I just want to make sure
I
have
I've been in business since 2015, huh?
Yeah, it says on the Facebook page established in 2015. Let's see the logo.
Weird.
Everything matches up, though. Everything matches up on there except for the email. But this is the right the website and everything. The email address is a little outdated on that one, I think. It's got the hotmail.com, like a personal one on there.
That's what I use.
Okay. The one I have on file is different. The one I have on file is Blaine Irwin at lakehamiltonappraisals.com.
That one works too. I just forwards to my main one. I still use the Hotmail.
Okay. Do you want me to send the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement to the Hotmail or the Lake Hamilton Appraisals?
It doesn't matter. I get them either way.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So you got the give that to your CPA. All right. So I have this confirmed. I'm just going to attach this to the business profile because I didn't have it before. So let me just put this Facebook page on here, and then we'll get you squared away. Okay. Submit for Facebook ads. Okay, good. Yeah, because if we can snag a couple extra potential prospects from that, then that's good. Okay, and then did you want to secure the listing using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address where that you sent that PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. And it just says Blaine Irwin, or does it have the business name on it?
Just my name. It's personal.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4-0-0-3. 4-0-0-3. 4-4-8-5. 4-4-8-5. 4-4-5-1. 4-4-5-1. 0-0-8-4. 0-0-8-4.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
12-26.
12-26. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
691.
You said 691?
Yes.
Okay. So before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction and secure this listing with you at Lake Hamilton Appraisals, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording as an added form of protection. This is going to outline the service agreement because of the discounted pricing structure that I've applied and the veteran's discount that I've applied. Okay, so as I'm walking you through this, Blaine, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I can rephrase it for you. But I want to be at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your company today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Mike Hamilton Appraisals.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Blaine Irwin, Appraiser.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Lake Hamilton Appraisals today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you got to cancel anything or that you can't do anything else. It's just saying we don't want anybody touching the Google business profile or messing anything up. I don't want you paying for something that you may already have through us or duplicating any of those listings. So if you're not sure if it's something that we're already doing for you, just double check. But I'm pretty sure with a platinum bundle, I mean, you shouldn't need anything else, just to put it that way. I mean, it's really an A to Z campaign. Now, you don't just have the Google placement, but you're on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search, Yelp, Yellow Pages, your Facebook ads set up. I mean, it's pretty much everything with the exception of Home Advisor and Angie's List. So, and okay. You're already canceled from that. So, okay. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is a 2-month verbal commitment. Okay, so it's not paid out 2 payments at a time. It's paid out 1 payment at a time. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 16th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 as part of a new in business credit and a veterans discount that I applied on the site, and let the record show that Blaine is a veteran serving in the Marine Corps. Is that correct? And you were stationed down here in Camp Pendleton? Okay.
Yeah.
For 5 years. Okay. Then it says, when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for the platinum package indefinitely or for as long as you are with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. Okay, we want you coming back at your own will. It does ask that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
What's the cancellation terms?
That's it. So it's set up to renew each month on the 16th day and the discount amount of $299. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We just ask that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle. The cancellation terms is just give us a heads up before the 16th if it's something that you're planning on canceling so that way it doesn't charge you and then we got to reverse the transaction.
Okay. I just didn't want to get locked into something like really long term.
If it doesn't work out. Yeah, it's month to month, so there's a reason we're able to do business like that. If these guys are coming back at their own will. Anything that asks you to sign up for a year doesn't have any faith in their product. You know, if they tell you to sign up for a year, they want you to pay for something before you see it work. And it's usually a red flag there, so just for future reference.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like somebody asking you to marry them on the first date. You know how that goes. You're crazy. Alright, and then it says here, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new client. It will also have your username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. It says you'll be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. I sent you my direct number and extension there. If you can please confirm that you've received that message.
Did you send it to my email?
I sent it as a text. It'll also come across in your email, but they just want to make sure that you have direct contact to me as well as our customer service number at point of sale.
Yep.
And then moving forward, every text and email that you get from us will have those numbers affiliated with it. So it'll have my direct number and extension as well as the customer service department line, which is actually the same number. You just hit extension 1 in case it's after hours. I'm here from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock central.
Okay.
And then it says that when your payment clears, you should receive a welcome text. It's asking me to hang on the line with you. So we're almost done. This is the end of the verification. So you're going to get a text message here, though. It'll say, Blaine, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have an outline of the agreement in there. So it'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then that'll pull up the full outline of the agreement in writing. It's also been sent over to your email. At the bottom of that, you just want to authorize that you are the cardholder. This isn't somebody pretending to be Blaine. And then, of course, at the bottom, you want to sign off on it, your first and last name, to agree to these subscription terms. So let me know when you get that.
It says that's going to be a text message.
Yeah, it's going to come in text and email, but the text is for convenience, so usually the text gets there first.
Yeah.
An automation, so I think it should be. What was that? I'm sorry.
I said I just my card just notified me.
Okay, good. So that means it cleared. Interesting. I haven't heard this text come through. I heard the text go through when I sent you my number earlier.
Yeah. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Send a copy of your invoice. Do I need to click here?
Yeah, exactly. It says click here, and there's a full outline of the agreement in writing there. Now, if you don't want text messages moving forward, you can check that box, and I won't text you. But I do like the convenience of the text if you are out in the field or if you're currently giving an appraisal.
Okay.
And then the next box would be to certify that you're an authorized user on the billing of the account and all the information is true and correct. And then, of course, the bottom, it'll just ask you to click that box and sign your first and last name. Now, a hard copy of this is going to be sent to you to your email. So once you sign it, it'll take you to the login page for your tracking system, but it's still in your email. So you always have it there that way.
Oh, you have my name or something as Blaine. Just be Blaine.
Oh. Okay, don't sign that. Hold on.
Okay.
That's not good. I hate when I make mistakes like that because it's on your website like as Blaine as well, and it's also in your email as Blaine, so that's just the typo on my part. Okay, here we go. I'm sending an updated version with the correct first and last. So it'll look very similar, except for the name should be corrected now.
Okay.
Show invoice. There we go. There we go. All right. Okay, awesome. I got the confirmation back for your client interview tomorrow, too, from you.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Some more work to do. That's good, though. I'd rather be downstairs doing verifications over the phone with Google than to be on the phone or in the office helping my reps out. So.
My name's still in there, Ron. I must have clicked the wrong one.
Oh, no, I edited it, so it should be fixed. Oh, maybe it's a billing error.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
No, I got it. I changed it on the profile, and I thought that would update it, but it actually needed to be changed in the billing section. I'm surprised that even authorized the transaction with an incorrect spelling.
Who knows?
Maybe that's why it sent you the notification, though, too, at the same time. Okay, there you go. That one should be correct.
Okay. Yeah, this one's right.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You're good.
So inconvenient.
What's my username?
The username is going to be your phone number, but the password will actually be given to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow. There's also a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use that tracking system. That's going to be a really good tool for us moving forward. If you do miss calls, it'll kind of pipeline them so that way you could go back and still get to those leads, as well as it'll track all the clients that we're bringing to the table for you or the potentials. So that'll be a useful tool where you could sit down and actually evaluate how it's working for you. But that's all we need for right now as far as setting up the initial account. So obviously thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm losing my voice here. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me. Couple things I want you to keep in mind just to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible starting out. Client interview tomorrow. I see you already accepted that. It's going to be between 5 and 6 o'clock CT. You will get a text about 4 o'clock just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. Like I mentioned earlier, if something pops up or changes, I totally understand. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so you know I understand you guys get busy, right? But I can always reschedule that for you. And then the PIN verification should come Friday. Actually, I'm phone verifying you right now because you already received your PIN verification. I just have to authorize it. I'm going to 3-way call them. That way we don't have to mail that out again. So don't worry about that. Photos. No, you already have your site completed. We use your site. That's another reason. I gave you the reduced pricing structure. Wow. And the terms and conditions is done. So really all we need is the client interview tomorrow. I mean, that's all you got to focus on as of right now. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, feel free to call in at any time. I'll basically be walking you through it until you get comfortable. Once you're comfortable, I'll take a step back and let you do your thing, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow for that client interview.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.